I was sitting here, and I've been sitting around thinking that Facebook is a Ponzi scheme. Now, is it a Ponzi scheme like Bernie Madoff was running a Ponzi scheme? Is it a textbook definition of a Ponzi scheme? Not in my opinion. But do you know what one of the most common characteristics of a Ponzi scheme is? You ain't never getting your investment capital back. That's what a Ponzi scheme is to me. When you invest in something, I don't give a shit how they shuffle the cards. I don't care how they process their paperwork. When you invest $1 million, or you invest $10,000, or you invest $500, you're never getting it back. Now, some people will get it back, but that's also true with Ponzi schemes. Okay, with Bernie Madoff, there were investors that invested and cashed out early. He had to cash them out. I mean, when Bernie was just halfway to blow up day, wasn't it like 2008 or something that the stock market took a big dive? And so people took big losses in the stock market. And so you know what they did? They said, no problem, let's just go over and cash out some of that big stock we got over there with Bernard Madoff Investment Group. Yeah, gonna be a sad awakening, people. Because Bernie said, call me back tomorrow. No, Bernie couldn't pay. I forget how much money Bernie had collected. It was, I mean, they quoted it being a $50 or $60 billion Ponzi scheme. I don't know how much actual capital he took in, but I think when they said it was a $50 billion Ponzi scheme, you know, let's say he took in $25 billion, but he was supposed to have increased it up so that he had $50 billion to return to his investors. I don't know. Did he actually take in $50 billion capital? I don't know the bottom line, but he took in a load of capital with no intention of investing it. I think Bernie started out with good intentions. Bernie was the chairman of the NASDAQ, the NASDAQ, North American Securities Dealers, something, I forget what it stands for, but it's a well-known thing up on Wall Street. And Bernie was the chairman of this outfit. Okay? He was pretty much the head guy. And I think what Bernie did, Bernie got it in his head. He thought, oh, that trading's easy stuff. I'm gonna go try my hand at it. He thought it was easier than it really is. And Bernie had some capital given to him by friends and family. I don't know who, but you know what Bernie did? Bernie messed up the capital. I mean, let's say he started with $1 million. Okay, I don't know what the initial number was. But let's say he started with $1 million, and let's say he screwed it up, and he comes in, and, oh, geez, we're worth $600,000. You know what he did? He shut his trades down, but he told everybody, we made 4%. He lied. Because he's the chairman of the board of NASDAQ, he's got all this credibility, everybody trusted him. He was a Jewish man also, okay? Jewish people can be MFs also. I mean, they can be criminals just like anyone else, but Bernie screwed over prominent Jewish people. Anyways, Bernie stopped trying to trade, and he said that he was making profit, and he used to make up fake statements at the end of the month. You know, it's easy at the end of the month to look back over the month and be like, okay, we bought Microsoft on this day and sold it on that day. Okay, and he would show everybody that they were making 1% a month. Basically, that's what it was. Every stinking month, 1%. And then this really well-known mathematician, Stephanopoulos or something, there's a video on YouTube titled The Man Who Knew. Okay, this guy, he says, I studied all the mathematics. Statistics, blah, blah, blah. He did it. He's a good math guy. Okay? He went and his employer said, go find out what Bernie's doing to make a steady 1% a month. We want to know. Let's reproduce it. Okay? So, math guy goes up, does a little rooting around, and figures out that Bernie claims he's trading options. Okay. Well, here's what he came up with. And I don't trade options. I don't really know options. In fact, I don't know a lot about options. This math guy said, there aren't that many options to buy. And he talked around, and you know what? He asked around people in the options business, people at the trading floors, hey, have you ever processed a trade for Bernard Madoff? No, never. Nobody put two and two together, okay? And so, nobody listened to this guy. This guy went to the SEC and told him this is a Ponzi scheme, and nobody said, Bernie, let's look at your accounts. Okay? Bernie went in there and blew smoke up their skirt when they wanted to ask a few questions, and he was like, how dare you ask questions of me? I'm Bernard Madoff. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. I don't buy shit like that when I'm doing some due diligence. When I'm running an audit, you don't play that shit with me. Okay? When I ask a question, I expect a direct answer. Okay? Or I expect you to say, I'll have the answer for you on Tuesday. And I expect an answer somewhere around Tuesday. All right. So anyway, Bernie Madoff got popped. Everybody went over to cash out some of their holdings with Bernard Madoff Investments, whatever he called his company. And Bernie was like, sorry, I don't have the money. It was all a joke. Bernie went to prison. He died in Butner Federal Facility, serving a 150-year prison term. Anyways, why do I think that Facebook is a Ponzi scheme? It's a Ponzi scheme in the context that you ain't never going to get your capital back, just like with Bernie Madoff. Let me explain. Okay. If I wanted to start a web forum company, which is basically what Facebook is just a big version of Sedit. That's all it is. I mean, Sedit could become as large as Facebook. Okay, they're not going to do it with one server. Okay, they're not going to do it with these screwball admins that they've got. But they could. They've got the basic infrastructure to build a monster forum. The reason they don't is because they have shit management. But anyway, let's say I wanted to start a forum company. I could pull the money out of my pocket, rent the server, buy a server, arrange for the connectivity, blah, 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 hire a programmer, do the programming myself, get it online, register the domain name, blah, 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 blah. Whatever the investment is, whatever the capital outlay is, I could pull it out of my own pocket. Or I could go to my bank and I could say, hey, I want to borrow X dollars to start a forum company. Bank would want to know a couple things. They'd want to know, when am I going to repay it? They would give me repayment terms. Okay? They'd say, we want X dollars per month. We want X dollars every X months. Something. And they would say, we're going to charge you this much interest. Okay? Now here's where the scam comes in. And you have to really turn your brain on to catch this. Here's what I could do. I could issue stock. Let's say I did a private issue. Let's not talk about issuing through the stock exchanges. Okay? Let's say I wanted to issue 1 million shares at $10 a share. So I get out my printer and I print up one share of stock, par value, $10. Issued to Dinky Dink Enterprises. Okay? Whoever I'm selling it to. I sell 1 million pieces of worthless paper to you dupes. Okay? I sell 1 million sheets of paper that say one share of stock. Okay? That's the most simple level. Guess what? I'm going to collect $10 million or 10 times 1 million. Okay? I now have $10 million. Guess what I do in exchange for that? I give you a few pennies here and there, called a dividend. And guess what? There's no requirement that I pay a dividend. Like, for example, let's look here on the search engine, Facebook dividends paid. Now, this is on brave.com, search.brave.com. It says, Facebook, formerly known as Meta Platforms. I thought it was the other way around. Facebook, formerly, I thought Meta was the new name. Meta has not paid a dividend in the past 12 months. They haven't paid any interest on this loan that they took out from all you dupes. Okay? That concerns me. The company generates more than enough free cash flow to support a dividend, and it's that I question that. I question that. That's my job when I audit things, which I don't get paid to audit things. But I'll tell you what, I'm a stinker about details. Now watch this. They haven't paid a dividend. Okay? Now let's go over here and let's look at Facebook. Market. Cap. That would be the total amount of stock that's been sold. Is that correct? Something like that. As of July 2023, Meta Platforms, Facebook, has a market cap of 744.54. Let's just say $750 billion. Jeez, a meanie crickets. It's like they got a counterfeiting machine. Okay, can you imagine if I walked in my bank and I said, hey, I'd like to borrow $750 billion to open up a forum company? Jesus. Who the hell in their right mind would loan you $750 billion to run a website? Okay, basically, now, Facebook basically issued stock for $744 billion. I don't know what the per share price is. I don't give a damn. They sold shares and took in $744 billion. Now, I don't know if that's the amount they took in or if it's the amount they took in adjusted for what those shares are selling for. But if they sold $740 billion worth of stock, they have $740 billion in cash. They have $740 billion in cash in their coffers. Okay? How do they intend to repay that? I mean, what if Facebook were to go belly up? Okay, here's the neat thing. When they sell stock to you, you know what they tell you? You can trade those shares with your buddies, with your friends, or with idiots you don't even know. Yeah, you can sell those back and forth with your friends, like you're trading baseball cards. Isn't that nice? He's sitting there holding your $740 billion, and he tells you you can trade them back and forth. Why does the price of that stock go up and down? Because Mark Zuckerberg farts or doesn't. Okay, why? No, you're holding worthless paper that you're never going to get your fucking investment back. I mean, some companies actually rebuy their shares. They go out and rebuy them back. Hey, we want that stock back. We're going to buy it back from you. It's currently trading at $100 a share. We're going to give you $130. We want it back. We're tired of paying you dividends. We don't want you to have a say in our board. We don't want you to have a say in our company decisions. We want our shares back. Now, you don't have to sell it back to them, I don't think. No, you don't have to sell it. You bought it. You can hold out for a higher price. I could be wrong about some of this, but my point is, how could Facebook ever repay $740 billion? I don't think they can. In fact, I would bet that they have spent a lot of this $740 billion going around buying a bunch of fancy bullshit. You know, don't they own Instagram? Wasn't that the thing with Threads? Right? Anyway, I've said my case. They have no way. There is no possible way under the sun for them to buy back that stock. It is my point here that if someone sells so much stock that they could never repay it, the only thing you're doing is shuffling those cards back and forth with your buddies and strangers. And when that company does go belly up, which most companies eventually do, I mean, very few companies have been around for 200 years. Okay, it's going to happen. Which means that when it goes belly up, you're going to be sitting over there holding $250,000 worth of Facebook stock, and you're going to realize that you don't have a buyer. That means there's going to be a $740 billion snafu waiting down the road. There's 17 minutes and 25 seconds of your life wasted. Hope you have a wonderful day. My name is Eddie.